The Cat in the Flat, Episode 5.
Hey, look, I hate how we left things yesterday. Please, let's just talk about it. You don't ever normally avoid me like this, and I don't know what's going on. I want to be here for you. I want to support you. I want to...
Hi, you're through to Jesse. As you...
I can only leave you short messages, so I'll keep it brief. I love you. Whatever has happened, we can work through it. I want to work through it, so please, please, just call me back. I love you.
Saul, it's Yoko. Listen, I know you don't want to talk to me right now, but I've...
This is Sarah. Saul is not here. You're his sister.
Yeah. We've met a couple of times.
I recall. You're bragging about what you called fun employment. Goodbye. What?
Do you know when he'll be back?
I'm not having this conversation over the intercom. I'll end up getting a fine for littering the entranceway. Come up.
Come inside.
What? What's inside?
My apartment. Just come inside a moment.
So, where's Saul?
For whatever reason, your brother appears to have taken leave of his senses and moved out. I imagine this is a childish little stunt, but his things are gone and he seems to have turned off his phone. Do you know anything about this little cry for attention?
I know that the bees are disappearing at an alarming rate.
Oh, you're just as ridiculous as I remember you being. Why I thought you'd be any help, I don't know. I'll just have to go out looking for him myself.
No, don't look for him. I mean, I'm sure he's probably fine.
What do you know about it? Where is he?
If I knew where he was, I wouldn't have come here.
Well, obviously, but you know something.
This is like an interrogation.
Oh, please. I haven't even started making you feel interrogated.
Has anyone ever told you that you're the worst?
I'm the worst. That'll be why I've got a six-figure salary, a corner office and two assistants, will it?
And so humble.
As much as I'd like to exchange insults with the freaky little sister of my idiot life partner, I think I'd rather just spend time looking for him.
You don't know where to look.
From what he's said about you, I doubt you know him well enough to even begin to deduce where he might be hiding.
Don't you dare go looking for him.
I'm sorry. It sounded to me like you just told me not to go looking for my partner.
I know the kind of person you are. He's better off without you. What you're doing to him is...
Making him a better person. Pressing him like a fresh suit so that he's ready to face the world.
Abusing him! Demoralizing him! Taking away his freedom!
I see. And Saul told you this, did he?
Yes! I mean, well, no. He sort of... said the exact opposite.
So you're trying to tell me I shouldn't go looking based on a wild assumption that Saul himself has denied?
Yes! Well, no. Well, I mean...
Get out.
Please, Sarah, just...
Leave.
Okay. Okay, I'm going.
Family of losers. The lot of them.
can't believe how irresponsible Yoko is. Feeding you and letting you in here when you've got no idea where you're from or who you belong to. I mean, yes, you are adorable and cute and fantastically fluffy. But you could be anyone's. You could be lost or missing. You could be... You could be about to drink my tea. No, no! No, that stuff's bad for cats. I think. I mean, surely tea isn't good for you. I don't know. You seem to really like it, though. You're not my cat. Go ahead. Drink tea. It's your funeral. Ooh, that's a cruel thing to say, isn't it? You're too cute for me to be mad at. Just like Yoko, really. But your eyes... I could get lost in those eyes. So, come on then, random cat of ineffable cuteness. What am I meant to do? I've been ignoring David for days now and it's getting ridiculous. He doesn't deserve to be treated like that, but I can't bring myself to tell him I can't meet his parents. He was upset enough that I wasn't jumping up and down with excitement at the idea. Me telling him no would devastate him. Exactly. We can't have a devastated David. He's too lovely. And pretty. And great. And stuff like that. So maybe it's better that he's just angry at me, rather than feeling like he has to juggle a lot of plates with his parents' unknown reactions to me and the pressures to appear more normal. Ugh, I just... Maybe he deserves better than me. No. You're right. I am a catch. Why am I putting myself down? I promised myself I'd never feel ashamed of who I am, and so I shouldn't. I should march down and surprise him at work. Give him a big kiss and tell him how much I love him. Sing it, sister. Should I call him? I should call him, shouldn't I? Tell him the truth. Work it through together like a couple. Because we're a couple, right? Okay, I'm going for it.
Jessie? Oh, thank goodness, I was so worried.
David, I'm fine. And I'm sorry. Are you free? We need to talk.
So, as you can see, it's fairly spacious for one person. A single bathroom en suite, decent-sized kitchen area, and a living space you could swing a cat around in, if you were into that sort of thing.
How quickly can I confirm?
Well, since you went through the pre-application process and all your references are checked out, you could sign and collect the keys immediately.
I can move in today?
Sure. Let me just grab the paperwork. And Bob's your mother's brother.
Thanks. And the neighbours definitely aren't noisy.
No, you've got the Biddulphs up above you. Lovely couple, but definitely on the old side of elderly. Then there's Jack next door. She keeps herself to herself. And on the other side, you've got the utility room for this floor, so you won't hear any wild parties coming from that direction.
Good.
Right then, let's just get this filled out then. I've got the name down already. Previous addresses for the past 3 years?
I've just moved from apartment 402, Milverdale Mews.
Classy area.
I hated it.
Fair enough. And was that for the entire 3 years?
Yes. I lived there even longer than I wanted to admit.
Man of mystery you are. Next up, I need some next of kin details.
I don't have any.
Any details or any next of kin?
Nope.
No?
Just don't put anyone down.
But I kind of need...
No, nobody at all.
Well, no family?
No, none. Please hurry. I want to move my stuff in before it starts raining.
There you are. When you said you'd be on the bench under the tree, didn't realise that almost all the benches are underneath or adjacent to trees.
Sorry.
Oh, hey. No need to apologise. I could Probably do with the exercise.
Not just for that, for everything. I'm sorry for turning off my phone. I'm sorry for ignoring you. I'm sorry for blowing up at you the other day.
I get it. You're sorry. And I forgive you.
But you don't even know why.
I don't need to know why this all happened to know that I forgive you. I love you.
Oh, stop being so perfect already.
I can't help it. It's a gift.
I can't meet your parents, David.
There's no rush. I'm sorry if it felt like I was pressuring you to...
No, I don't think I can meet them ever.
Ever? Like, forever ever?
Forever ever.
Why?
I've heard you talk about them before, even to them if I've been around while you've been on the phone. And they're always pressuring you to be more normal, to find a nice girl and settle down.
Yeah, and I've found a nice girl.
One who happens to be a...
Terrific cook. Wonderful person.
David.
Listen, Jesse, I don't care what name or identity you were born with. You're you. You're Jesse. You're the woman I love.
But after everything with my parents, I just
couldn't face it happening again?
It's been years since I last spoke to my parents. I don't want to drive a wedge between you and your family. I don't want you to have to choose between us.
There's no choice. No decision. They'll love you. I'm sure of that. But if for some reason something about who you are means they can't be happy for me or support me, well then, it's you and me, baby. And they miss out on having us in their lives. It'll totally be their loss.
But I don't think I can...
You can do anything. You're amazing. If you don't want to meet them, then you don't have to. Maybe you'll feel like it in a week or a month or a year. Maybe you never will. That's okay. But if you do feel like you want to meet my parents, then bring it on, because I'll be by your side the whole way.
You are so Dawson's Creek.
Like I said, it's a gift.
You've been listening to A Cat in the Flat with Chloe Knight as Yoko, Edward Elgood as Saul, Natalie Spencer as Jesse, James Alexander as David, Susie Houlihan as Sarah, and Michael Wobborn as the cat. Additional voices by Jeremy Collins-Webb, Bhavna Barser, Jordan P. Dell, Libby Grant, Freddie Parkinson, and Ashton Charge. The Cat in the Flat was written by Kestrel Guyon and directed by Aidan Owen. Find full credits and follow the story online at www.thecatflat.com.